Chapter 13. Staying Nimble in a Changing Market. Riding High into Y2K. The start of the new millennium found the Trinqueros in the middle of a healthy growth period. Sutter Home was holding strong at nearly 10 million cases. In a move that would highlight leadership changes to come, Roger had just promoted a Midwestern regional sales manager named Bob Torkelson to national sales manager. The Build a Better Burger contest celebrated its 10th anniversary as a wildly successful marketing promotion. In Amador County, the family had finished rebuilding the Montevigno Winery into a state-of-the-art facility. In addition to Zinfandel, Montevigno was earning a reputation for distinctive Cal Atal wines like Pinot Grigio, Sangiovese, and Barbera. In the Central Valley, Bobby Torres and his team were in the middle of a significant expansion to the company's Lodi facility. They'd established more than 20 million gallons of cooperage there, and they were planning to spend millions to add large-scale crush operations. Bob Trinquero, at the age of 63, had just been elected chairman of California's Wine Institute. He was keeping a close eye on industry trends, like the rise of imports, especially from Australia, the growing consolidation of distributors and retailers, and the beginnings of a grape glut, both globally and as a result of zealous domestic overplanting in the 1990s. Then came September 11, 2001. As a stunned nation struggled to reconcile themselves to a newly perceived vulnerability, the travel industry plummeted. The economy in general, and hospitality in particular, took a major hit. As Bobby Torres says, the bottom fell out of the wine industry. The ripple effects of 9/11 and a tough decision. Of course, no one could have predicted the terror attacks, but the unexpected downturn hit the Trinqueros hard. They had invested in vineyards and new facilities that would equip them for the future, but these had reduced their cash flow. "We had projected too far out," says Roger. "We got asset heavy, and the market took a turn. It's not as if our backs were against the wall. It's just that to continue to move forward, we had to begin to liquidate some of our assets. Fortunately, as a privately held company, we answered only to ourselves. We had the ability to react to changes in the marketplace fairly quickly." Right away, the company halted expansion to the Lodi facility. The family made some key but painful staff cuts and carefully reduced grape contracts. But even with these moves, and even though a brand like Sutter Home, with its dominant distribution and stronghold in supermarkets, was priced to withstand the economic downturn, banks across the board were nervous. The company wasn't losing money, but it held a huge unsold inventory in the form of wines still aging in barrels and tanks, which translated to risk in an uncertain market. At one point, longtime banking partner Wells Fargo asked Bob, Roger, and Vera to sign personal guarantees based on their company shares. In this uncertain environment, a buyout offer had to be taken seriously. So when one of the largest beverage companies in the world came knocking, the Trinqueros were willing to talk. At the time, Constellation Brands owned such well-known labels as Inglenook, Paul Masson, Franciscan Estates, Wild Irish Rose, and the kosher Manischewitz wines. In fact, in 2001, Constellation Brands owned 20 of the top 100 wine brands in the United States. The behemoth beverage company began with a thorough look at the Trinqueros' finances. Then they sat down with Bob and Roger and had a series of frank, sobering talks about the business. When the time came to make a decision, however, Bob and Roger ended up following in their father's footsteps. Back in the early 1960s, when the last would-be buyer had offered Mario Trinquero $100,000 for his winery, then tried to negotiate $10,000 off the top, Mario had pulled out of the deal. Decades later, rumor placed Constellation's offer at $500 million, and the Trinqueros again turned it down. "The Constellation experience was probably a good process for this family to go through," said Bobby Torres. It opened her eyes to some things. When everything's doing great and the money's coming in, you don't think about, are we operating efficiently? Do we have too many assets that drain from the bottom line? Are we looking introspectively at all of our departments? Constellation ignited these types of questions. During 2002, the Trinqueros continued to evaluate their business and to adjust their practices. The wine glut gave them too much Cabernet Sauvignon, so they ended up blending 2,000 tons of it into white Zinfandel. They paid some of their Central Coast growers a year and a half's production to convince them to switch to less plentiful varieties like Pinot Grigio. Even though consumers had cut way down on dining out, the weak economy meant they delighted in finding good, reasonably priced wines at the supermarket. As a result, the largest wine segment, that of wines $7 and under, like Sutter Home, grew 1.5%. The Trinqueros, with their strong distributor relationships, were well prepared to ride out both the oversupply of wine and the struggling economy. Recognition of leadership. As the company regrouped in light of new challenges, the family became increasingly recognized for their contributions to the wine industry and community. Not only had Bob Trinquero been named Wine Spectator's Man of the Year and served as chair of the Wine Institute, in 2001 he received the Legends of California Award from the San Joaquin County wine industry. In 2002, he and Evelyn received honorary doctorates in philanthropy from Pacific Union College for their donation of the community daycare center. Vera, whose experience with cancer had inspired Sutter Home for Hope, continued to head up the company's significant corporate donations, in addition to distributing her now famous individual gifts. And as housing prices in the valley climbed out of the ranges of affordability, Tony Torres began his long tenure on a series of community housing boards. In 2003, the family was asked to chair the Napa Valley Wine Auction, now Auction Napa Valley, the world's largest charity wine auction. The Trinqueros inspired bidders to reach deep into their pockets by setting a personal example, matching the standout lot's winning bid up to $1 million for a fundraising year that broke all the records. Keeping family control with a new name at the top. Despite their prominence in the Napa Valley and their company's swiftly recovering fortunes, the family continued to take stock. During earlier periods of growth, Bob and Roger had learned what so many family-owned companies fail to realize, that one of the most important parts of leadership is knowing when to bring in people who know more than you do. The question of succession within the family was also becoming more pressing. When Constellation Brands had come calling, Bob was 64, Vera was 62, and Roger was 54. Bob's children had chosen career paths outside the wine industry. Roger's oldest son was still in college, and Vera's sons, Tony and Bobby Torres, had developed their respective highly specialized functions within the company. "The business had outgrown us," says Roger. "We got to a point where we realized we might not be the best people to run the company. And even though our dad taught us not to trust anybody but family with money, we knew that times had changed." Finally, the family turned to an employee who had become like family, someone who was committed to the family's philosophy, Bob Torkelson. In 2004, he became the president and chief operating officer of the company, while Bob Trinquero became chairman of the board and Roger became vice chairman and CEO. Torkelson brought vital perspective. He pushed the company to continue to expand and diversify with impressive results. This new direction launched another period of growth as the Trinqueros pursued relevance in every segment of the wine market. The Trinqueros' continuing control of their company made them almost unique in Napa Valley, where family-owned concerns were rapidly being added to the portfolios of large corporations. The first year of the new millennium had seen Beringer Wine Estates acquired by Australia's Foster's Brewing Group. In 2002, Gallo had snatched up the Trinqueros' neighbor across the street, Louis M. Martini. And in 2004, the Robert Mondavi Corporation was acquired by Constellation Brands. In the face of all these changes, the Trinqueros' decision to remain independently owned energized the whole family. "We had a new sense of purpose," says Roger Trinquero. "We had decided that no one was going to control our destiny but ourselves."